Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Reprogramming Room podcast, the space where your subconscious gets reprogrammed, limiting beliefs get deleted, and your next level self becomes your new normal. I'm your host, Beth. I'm an emotion, body, and belief co-practitioner and living proof that life gets to be and feel the way you always knew it was meant to. Let's get started. So today I wanted to talk about something that I've been noticing, and it's not like something I just like recently noticed. It's just something that kind of more came into my attention. And that is that if you speak to people, like just go out day to day and pay attention to this and just speak to people, like anyone you're kind of like closest with or whatever. And you'll notice that as humans, and I'm guilty of this too, like this is not me pointing fingers or anything. I am very guilty of this. Although I'm becoming better, like I know I was. Like in general, we take life way too seriously. And you can call this like we're constantly complaining, but it's not even about complaining. It's deeper than that. You know, it's like everything in life we take so seriously. Like everything has such weight to it. It's such a gravity to everything we do. Like, and it's so easy to fall into this trap. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, as I said, I'm not pointing fingers. Like, I am guilty of doing this too. But like, life is, like, we are here for such a short amount of time, you know. Like, in the spectrum of things, life is so short. Each and every one of us, whether we live till we're 100 or whether we unfortunately, you know, pass over at a younger age or too early, you know, we are all here for like just a little, it's a split second in the entirety of time, right? And so of course, in our puny little human minds, we see everything as such a big deal because we see our whole life as, you know, this big deal, right? But in the spectrum of things, it's just so small. And we're here for such a short amount of time. So, like, why do we take everything so fucking seriously? Life is meant to be a game, you know? Life is meant for us to have fun. Like, if you think about it, you're here for such a short amount of time, right? And you come to this life and you can literally create whatever the fuck you want. Like, seriously, you can. You come here a blank slate. And of course, you know, we come with different opportunities and different genetics and whatever. But we all have the possibility to create whatever the fuck we want from our life. Our life is a blank canvas. And we get to be the painters of our life. And we get to choose and create whatever we want. You know? That is, like, life is a game. And we are put here to have fun. You know? So why do we take everything so goddamn seriously? I remember this quote has always stood out to me, and of course it's something I always tried to live by from the moment I heard it, but it's obviously not always that easy because we get caught up in the moment and we get caught up in our mind and we get caught up in the shit that goes on. But this quote, it comes from Gary Vee, I'm pretty sure, and I think it was on his Instagram. It was a while ago now, I reckon I heard this like, I don't know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And he said, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, why are you worrying about it now? Like, why are you allowing it to take up so much of your energy, so much of your mental capacity, of your emotional space right now? If in 5 years, even in 2 years, it's not going to fucking matter. And it's like, of course, it's not always that easy, but this is a quote that always comes to my mind. I always think about this. Honestly, like it's one of those things that I always think about. And as someone who can be, like, I'm not going to lie, I mean, my personality has changed a lot, thanks to the work that I've done. But I can be like a bit highly strung and a bit anxious and a little bit like, go, 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 rush. Oh my God, we have to go to the next thing. Oh my God, you know, like, let's get there. Oh my God, we're running late. Oh my God, you know, like I can be a little bit like that. And so has been, you know, a quote that stayed in my mind, and I always try to remember it and live by it. And it's been coming to my mind again lately, you know, with this theme of like, why do we take life so seriously? And even like at the end of the day, like, we're all gonna end up in the same fucking place, right? We're all gonna end up in the ground. We're all gonna end up dead. Like, there is no immortality. No one has cracked the code of immortality. Like, we're all here for a short time, and no matter what the fuck happens to us throughout our lifetime, our tiny little blip of a lifetime, we are all going to end up at the same fucking place. So like, why nothing is that serious when you know that the end is like the same for everyone? You know what I mean? Like, and I've been thinking about this, and it just makes me laugh so much. And like, I get so serious about things too. And what I realize is that, like, the more fun you have, the more we do treat life like a game. And we can wake up every morning and I ask myself, you know, like, who do I want to be today? Like, what do I want to do today? Like, life is about having fun, and we shouldn't forget that, right? And like, don't get me wrong, I was not always this way, not at all. But you know that, like, well, first, like, you know, people always say that we shouldn't waste time, that the most valuable resource we have is time, right? And that's, I agree with that, time. But in this talk, like, in this context, in this conversation of, you know, time's most precious, valuable thing, people always talk about, okay, so then you shouldn't do X, Y, Z with your time. And yes, of course, we, you know, because time is valuable, is precious, is our most limited resource, we obviously want to spend it doing things that we enjoy, doing things we're passionate about, having fun, you know, living a life we love, having a career that we're passionate about, spending time with family and friends, not wasting our time. But I have been thinking about this even deeper, you know, like, yes, of course, I want to use my precious time doing things I enjoy and things that fulfill me and give me purpose. But on a deeper level, like, who do I want to spend my time being? Because at the end of the day, like, I know I can create my life. Like, I am the fucking architect of my life. I create my entire reality. And sometimes maybe our realities don't shift as quickly as we want them to, but I know deep down, you know, that I have the power within me to create the reality I want. And so, you know, like, that, it's not so much for me about what I want to spend my time doing, because, like, of course, I know that I can create the reality I want. So if I have a situation that I don't like, you know, or something that I want to change, then I'm going to go ahead and actively work on myself, my beliefs, my identity, you know, and my actions, my energetics, to change that. But at a deeper level than that, you know, it's about, I don't want to waste my time. Like, if time really is the most precious resource that we have, our limited time on this earth, like, even, because at the end of the day, even if you live your 100% dream life, like, no doubts about it, this is the life I've created, I've consciously, intentionally created this life. And yes, I'm still striving for more, but this is the life that I've created. I'm living the life of my dreams. Even if you are living that life, at one time or another, there's always going to be some situations that we don't want to be in, right? You know, like, learning lessons from the universe, if you will. Or, you know, sometimes, like, for me, I live my fucking dream life. Like, yeah, I'm striving for more, but I'm pretty fucking happy with the life I've created. And and, you know, like, I drive to the gym, and I do CrossFit, and I go to 8:30 in the morning. That is my regular time, right? So I have the freedom and flexibility to kind of go when I like. And my favorite time to go is 8:30 because it's the quietest class. So as the quietest class, you know, I get more attention from the instructor, which means, you know, I can improve quicker. That's what you want, right? It's more personal. And so I go at 8:30, and I've, you know, created intentionally my lifestyle that allows me to have the freedom and flexibility to go to that class. You know, I don't have to be anywhere at 8:30 in the morning. I work for myself. I choose my hours, you know. I have the financial freedom, the time freedom, the location freedom, the flexibility to go where I want at that time. And so that's why I choose 8:30. I have constructed and built my life in that way that I like. But it's so that I do have to drive. It's a short drive. It's like a 10-minute drive, maybe 15 minutes in at this time of morning, because I am going in the direction of peak hour traffic. And so a lot of days I do get stuck. And even though it's a really short amount of time, I can get stuck in some pretty bad traffic. And so, you know, I don't know one person in the fucking world who loves to be stuck in traffic, right? But like, I do get, for a moment of time, stuck in traffic, right? And I hate traffic. And let's be honest, like, I loathe traffic. Like, it is, I hate traffic. I enjoy driving, but I dislike driving around the city. I dislike driving around the suburbs because I just loathe traffic. But, like, when I'm stuck in traffic, it's like I've created the life that I love. But yes, there are still times where I have to do things that I don't like. You know, maybe for example, like example, traffic. Or maybe, you know, I have to go do something and I get stuck, I don't know, in a line. You know, I have to wait. Random examples. But even if they're small, and this is a very small thing, in the scale of my life and the life I've created, like the majority of my life, you know, 90-95% of my life is stuff that I have created intentionally with purpose that I enjoy, that fulfills me, that I'm passionate about, right? But there are still these little bits that, you know, I don't enjoy. And that's, you know, always going to be the case no matter how much of our life we've intentionally created, because we're only human. And so in those moments, like, I get to choose, who do I want to be? Like, I don't want to waste my time, but I'm in traffic, right? So who do I want to be? This traffic isn't going to go anywhere regardless. So do I want to be someone who sits here beeping my horn going, oh, fuck you, fuck cars, like, traffic sucks, I fucking hate everyone, fuck, I hate being stuck in traffic, like, why is there so much traffic, oh my god, get off the road, oh my god, you're a shit driver, like, do I want to be that person, or do I want to be the person that's like, oh yeah, fucking, and this is what I do, like, I just sit there and I turn up my music and I jam to music, you know what I mean, like, I'm just chilling, I am thinking about things that I'm gonna do maybe the rest of the day, or like maybe I'm thinking about like how amazing this workout is gonna be, and I'm just chilling to music, my favorite songs. I put them on as loud as I can, not like quite that loud, but you know, very loud, and I don't care about the cars around me. I will like dance in my car and sing. I don't care who's watching me, you know, like I enjoy this time. Yeah, I don't like traffic. But I get to choose in that moment, who do I want to be? Do I want to be a negative person? Do I want to be someone who's like purposely kind of like making resistance for myself? Or do I want to be a positive person? Do I want to be a happy person? Do I want to be like a chill, carefree person? Do I want to be a playful, joyful person? Yes. So it's not always about like what we do with our time. It's about who we are choosing to be in those moments, day to day, moment to moment. You know, like that for me is the deeper level of not wasting my time, you know, because like there's always going to be things in life that we don't like. Like that's just, you know, problems arise, issues happen, challenges occur, and that's life. And like actually life would be fucking boring if you didn't have these challenges, you know, like if we were just cruisy, everything was super easy, like we'd be bored of our fucking brains. You'd be unfulfilled. Like, challenges are fun. Like, sure, they can be difficult and stressful, but, like, when you overcome these challenges, or when you, like, you know, you're on the other side and you're like, holy shit, like, man, I rose to the occasion. I overcame that challenge. Look how creative I was. Look how resourceful I was. Look how courageous and strong I am to get through that. Like, you grow through that, you know? That's when new ideas are created. That's when innovation happens. That's when growth, real growth happens. And without that, like, we'd be fucking bored out of our brains, you know? So it's about, for me, like, not taking life seriously. Like, in day-to-day moments, I don't want to waste my life away. So I want to be someone who is present. And that's not always easy, you know? Being present is one of the hardest things. But, you know, I want to be someone who's a positive person. I want to be, and I've lately been finding myself, like, thinking this, like, I want to be a positive person. And so I constantly choose things that put me in, like, that make me identify as a positive person. And I wasn't always this way, you know, like, before I did the work that I do now, this deep identity shifting, subconscious reprogramming work, like, I would have identified myself as a negative person. And maybe, I don't know if people saw it that way. I don't know how I came across to others. But as someone who, you know, from my early teenage years, I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder. Like, I identified as someone who was very, very negative. I don't know, again, I don't know if I think back if people saw me that way, but my inner world was a world of absolute negativity, like, just so negative. Like, I mean, that's what it's like, you know, dealing with, you know, this, you know, I don't know, illness. I hate these terms around mental illness and stuff, but, like, you know, like, it was what I was diagnosed with at the time. I didn't know any better at the time. And so I just thought, oh, I am a depressed person. That even in itself, like, you should never identify yourself as your illness. Like, I am depressed. No, I have depression and I'm going through something bad. And, like, yes, I feel depressed, but I am not depressed. Like, that is not the defining feature of me. You know, and when we start to identify with our mental, with any illness, that's when it can be really hard to shift out of it, because that we've literally made that part of our identity. And we make that a part of our identity. It's like anything, like, even if we're trying everything in our power, you know, say you've got some kind of illness and you're going to doctors and you're going to get better and you're trying different medicines and you're trying different alternative therapies and going to psychologist, psychiatrist, therapy, I don't know, whatever. Like, you are at a deeper subconscious level still identifying as a sick person. Like, you are identifying by using that I am X. You are identifying as a sick person. You are identifying as, like for me, I was identifying as depressed. Like, that was my identifier. And same can happen for anything. You know, you're trying to lose weight, but you said, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. You're identifying yourself as fat. And that's where identity shifting, you know, identity work really comes in. And that's why, like, every moment I choose, who do I want to be? Like, do I want to be a negative person? And it took me a long time. Like, if I think back to even just, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, last year, like, I was not the person I am today. And I've done so much work to get to this point. But I used to, and it used to trigger me to no end. And this is how I knew that it was, like, I hadn't accepted this part of myself, that, like, I this was something I hadn't dealt with in myself, I didn't like. It was like I would see negativity in others and it would trigger me to no end. You know, I'd be like, oh my God, why is everyone always so fucking negative? Why is everyone complaining? Why does everyone act like they're a fucking victim? Because I was negative. I was complaining. I always saw the negative sides to everything, you know. I was not a positive person. I was complaining. I was acting like a victim. Like, I was treating myself as a victim. You know, a victim to myself, a victim to my thoughts, a victim to my circumstances, a victim to whatever. Like, I saw myself as a victim, so when I saw other people, like, treating themselves as a victim and feeling victimized by whatever what, like, it used to piss me the fuck off. And, you know, it took me a lot of work, and most of it, like, that's why I say what I do is like a cheat code, because there's a lot of work out there. I can consciously go and effort all this, you know, like, yes, I'm choosing moment to moment who I want to be, but it comes effortlessly because I've done so much work at a subconscious level where I'm not consciously like going, oh my God, I have to be positive. Oh my God, I have to be positive. Oh my God, I have to be positive. Oh my God, negative thought, I have to be positive. Like, that is so much work. I'm sorry. I'm too lazy for that shit. Like, no, thank you. The work I do is like, I just ask my subconscious and my subconscious brings me the answers. I release the negative energy there, the trapped emotional energy, the limiting beliefs based on what my subconscious mind tells me. And then I go about my day. And because I'm releasing this stuff at a subconscious, at an energetic level, like naturally, my personality is going to change. And that for me is what identity shifting is. Like, there are so many ways you can consciously go about shifting your identity. And of course, there is always going to be some conscious level. Like, I have to make the conscious decision to do this work, right? That is the conscious level. And I am consciously asking myself, who do I want to be? But, like, there's no effort. I ask myself who I want to be, and then I'm like, well, yeah, duh, like, it's obvious. I want to be a positive person. And then I just kind of am a positive person. Like, there's not really any efforting on my part because I've done all the subconscious reprogramming, all the releasing of the negative emotional energy that was trapped in my body. And so naturally, I'm going to be a higher vibrational person. I'm going to be a more positive person. And, you know, before I was not like that at all. Like, I was so negative. I would always see the negative side of things. I would always like assume the worst. And for me, like, then worry became like a huge thing. I was very highly strung, very worried, very anxious, you know. Like, I was a kind of person, I was someone who would, you know, like, and I'm sure most people have been there at one time, like, where I would often lose sleep at night, like, or like, because I couldn't, like, my mind was just going racing. And now I'm not like that at all, honestly. Like, when I think about my mind racing, like, that just doesn't happen anymore. My mind does not race. It's funny because I can think about it, like, when it used to happen. And yeah, like, I would get carried away with my thoughts and my mind would just race and race. And, you know, it couldn't stop it. It felt like my thoughts were like thinking me, you know, like, I was not in control of my thoughts. And now, like, my mind is fairly quiet. And I did not consciously go an effort to try and calm my mind down. Again, like, all I did was use the methods I use, the emotion code, the body code, and the belief code, to release all this negativity that was trapped inside of me, all the limiting beliefs that were causing me to, my personality to be this way. My identity was this way, but I consciously said, I don't want to be that anymore. Show me, subconscious mind, what is causing this in me? What energetically is causing this? What beliefs are there? What trapped emotional energy is inside of my body, my aura, my energy? And show me that so I can release it. And I sit there and my mind shows me that. And then once it's gone, I go about my day. And naturally, like, without consciously efforting, my personality change. Like, it changes naturally. And I'm also very diligent, you know, like, because this is my life work, right? This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I love doing. So I will do this on myself, you know, like, whenever something triggers me, you know, I'm very diligent. And if I can't do it in the moment, like, if I'm busy, or maybe I've just done too much work on myself at the time, and my energy is, my subconscious is like, whoa, hold on, we need to, like, wait a minute, you know, that can happen. Because when you're working energetically, the body can only process so much energy at a time. So it can get to a point where it's like, wait, you need to process this before you release more. And so either that, or maybe, you know, like I'm literally like driving, or, you know, I'm doing something where I can't actually stop, but I note that trigger. And if I can, I'll write it down on a notebook, like or a notes section on my phone. And then when I'm back home, when I have a moment to myself, I will just ask my subconscious, okay, look, I was triggered about this earlier. Like, are there any imbalances, any trapped emotional energy, any limiting beliefs, anything at all that is causing me to be triggered this way? And I'll work on that. And like, I do that. Like, I'm very diligent about that. I'm consistent about that. And that's also like, I find this work so easy, you know, like, and when I do it, like that is the conscious effort. But like when I'm actually doing the process, there is no conscious effort. Like, I'm not having to like figure out my limiting beliefs. The subconscious shows me. I'm not having to try and figure out, like muscle it out. Like, oh my God, what is this trauma from my past? You know, like I don't have to do any of that. And that's why I love this work. That's why it's literally like my cheat code to life. It's my cheat code to getting what I want. It's my cheat code to creating my dream life. It's my cheat code to rewiring my subconscious mind. It's my cheat code to getting rid of physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, to like let go of my past, to let go of patterns that aren't serving me, habits. Like, it's my cheat code to everything. And this happens with my clients too. I literally just had a client the other day, and we've only done, I think that was her third session. So we haven't done very much of this work together yet. Like, it's very, you know, we've been working together for just, I don't know, a few weeks, a few sessions. And she said to me, you know, like, I've just been noticing just like subtle changes. Like, even my husband, you know, he said to me, wow. And he doesn't know that I do any of this work, is what she said to me. And he said, you know, you've been treating me different lately. Like, I like that. And she said to me, I just haven't been triggered. I just noticed that the things that used to trigger me, they no longer do. The things that I used to react to, they don't. I don't react to them anymore. And I have another client. And in our first session, that client said, you know, I'm very reactive. And so you work directly on that. You know, we asked your subconscious mind, you know, like, what is causing this to you to be so reactive? And we released all the emotional stuck energy that was there. And he told me that his reactivity has basically vanished. And then someone who is close to him, who's also my client, told me, you know, like, wow, you know, he is just a completely different person. Like, just one session. And we released all that emotional baggage, all that subconscious shit that was in his energy field, in his body. And he's a completely different person. And that is the beauty of this work. That is why it is my cheat code to life. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, you know. And so that's why, like, I can now just be like a positive person. But I still want to consciously ask myself that every day and every moment of every day. And any time where I do feel, you know, like a little bit of negativity rising to the surface. Like, because I'm only human. We're all only human and no one's perfect. And no matter how much work we do on ourselves, like, there's always going to be a new level, right? Like, what's that saying? New level, new devil. Like, that's the saying, right? And it's true. You know, like, we come to this lifetime, and this is my belief system, you know, we come to this lifetime here to learn specific lessons. Like, our soul chose these lessons, these themes to our life before we arrived, right? And so we're always going to be kind of learning new, as long as we are learning them, as long as we are actually progressing, you know, as long as we are actually learning, we're always going to be learning like the same lessons, just on a deeper and deeper level, like new level, new devil. And so all of us are going to have these different themes in our life. And so, like, there's always going to be a new level. There's always going to be more identity shifting that I want to do. There's always going to be new levels, new identities to shift into. And so, yeah, like, I still consciously ask myself, who do I want to be? Who do I want to be? While at the same time, every day or whenever, you know, I am aware of my triggers, I note them down if I can't work on them in the moment, and I work on those triggers. And with those two, you know, techniques, if you want to call them, I don't like calling them that technique, it's a weird word, like, but with those two kind of things, that's how I quickly and effortlessly change my identity. from the deep, deep level of my subconscious. And so back to the original point of this podcast, it's like, who do you want to be? Like, life does not have to be so serious. And again, a book I love is The Game of Life and How to Play It. You've probably, if you're in this space, you've been in this space for any kind of amount of time, you probably heard of this book. It's quite an old book. It's by, I can't remember the name, Florence Shovel. There's another name in there, but it's a great book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. I have an Audible, and I used to just, like, listen to it on repeat, like, before bed. Like, I just used to listen to it, and then, you know, it would take me a week to listen to it once before bed, and then I'd just have it on repeat, like, I'd just loop it. It's just such a great book. I've listened to it so many times. Like, I'm a big listener of, I prefer to listen than read. It's just the way I take in information, my human design. My digestion is high sound, which means, like, I take in things through sound. And that is, like, naturally I've come to realize that is so true. Like, I definitely identify with that. I love listening to things. You know, if there's videos, I won't really watch the video. I'll just listen. Like, I'll listen to podcasts. I'll listen to all my books will be audio. Like, I just take in information, digest information so much better in audio form. But anyway, that's off topic. this book, and she talks about, you know, like, how life is a game. And when we treat it like a game, when we just have fun with it, like, when you let go of the gravity, of the seriousness of everything, like, you just kind of start to realize how much easier life is, and obviously how much more fun life is, and how much easier, like, things can shift and change when there's no kind of worrying, this kind of attached, like, grabby, desperate energy, things having to go certain ways, everything having such a heaviness, such a weight to it. Like, we can let go of all that, and, like, life becomes light. Like, just feel, you know, heavy, light. Like, how much nicer is it to feel light? For life to feel light. Like, it's just, you know, nothing has to be serious. Like, at the end of the day, we're all gonna end up dead anyway. And that may sound morbid to you, but it's the fucking truth. Like, life ends with death. Life starts with birth and it ends with death. Like, they're probably the only two, like, truths in our life, and then everything else in between is just a game we get to make up and play. So this week I just implore you to see, you know, ask yourself, bring awareness to, where are you being so serious in life? Where can you bring a little bit more of that curiosity, that joyfulness, that play, that little bit of energy? You know, every day ask yourself, ooh, like, if life really is a game, like, what kind of day can I create today? What can I create today? Like, how big can I go? Like, if life is a game and I can create anything, this day is a new blank canvas. What do I want to put on it today? Like, what of my limitless, my unlimited, like, potential do I want to explore? Like, how far? How exciting, you know? Like, I can do anything. I can create anything. Like, I can choose. I have so much choice. Like, bring that kind of fun and play and curiosity into your life every single day, every single moment. And that's why I even have, like, little sticky notes around my house in places where I see them. Like, who do I want to be today? Who do I want to choose to be today? And I keep that reminder around, and I ask myself, you know, and I remember, like, I want to be someone who's fun and doesn't take life seriously. I want to be someone who, like, has curiosity, who thinks to myself every day, what the hell? Like, oh my God. In a life where I have limitless potential, limitless possibility, where it's a game and I can choose anything I want, what the hell do I want to do today? Who do I want to be today? I want to choose to be a positive person. I want to choose to see, like, let's, you know, like, make a game of it. like, maybe I can do this and this. And let's just see if I do this for the next week, like, what can come of that? If I do this for the next year, how fucking amazing can I make my life? Like, instead of that gravity of like, well, I have to do this, and like, oh, I've got to do this for another year. Like, even if I do this consistently for a year, like, I might not even see results. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, let's just make it a fun game. Like, I'm just going to go all in for a year, just explore my limitless potential. And, you know, maybe I'm going to explore a new hobby. Let's just see where it's going to take me. Let's see where my excitement and my joy and my curiosity is going to take me. And, like, I have no expectation. Like, try that on. See how that goes for the next week. You know, see how your life just starts to shift, like, instantly when you start to have that outlook. And if you want to do it at a deeper subconscious level and have this, like, just naturally, like, effortlessly become your normal, like, this is what I do with my clients. This is what I do with myself. So if you're interested in working together, you can find more on my website, www.bemhealing.com. And my Instagram is the same, at bemhealing. And I'll put that in the show notes. But thank you for listening, and let me know how it goes. Like, come over to my Instagram, try this on for a week, and see how much fun you have with life. And let me know, like, how does it feel? Even just one day, how much better does it feel when you just let go of the gravity and the seriousness in all things in life and just have fun and play? Until next time, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you again for tuning in to the Reprogramming Room podcast. Bye, guys.